can guide you to where you want to go, but you have to let go of your investment in where you think you are. I know you're in this situation. I can guide you to the situation that you want to be in, but you got to be willing to relinquish your investment in the situation that you're in. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I tell you the other way of looking at it, you can't spend the rest of the day arguing with me about your position. Oh. I'm gonna make this even quieter for me. And I said, now pretend I'm the higher self. It's not really me. I'm not trying to take you over. I'm sorry, you're not sane enough. But, I'm telling you, flying saucers are not picking people up. They're dropping them off. No self-respecting higher intelligence are going to take Earthlings back. You see what we're doing to the world?
Yeah.
No higher being is coming to get us. I'm sorry. That's what makes them higher being. Have you noticed that as far as the telescope see, they don't see no other life form but us? They give you some idea how far they're trying to get away from us. It looks like we're the only ones in the universe. Now that's a problem.
How are we going to join them?
We have to get sane. No, they're not going to mess with us. They're going to pass us by. You know how when you see somebody that's crazy, you don't attack them, you just pass them by. That's what higher beings and more loving beings, that's what they do with us. You pass by them every day, but they know not to get your phone number. Oh, man. They got too much sense. They know. I don't know how to love yet. I'm going to come to them with a bunch of scripts and a lot of guilt. Broken into by periods where we go to a movie or something. Go hiking. I got a good hiking spot we can go to. But I'm not going to give them consistent joy because I'll be too busy trying to get them to do what I want. So they're not the same person passing me by, but they're praying for me. Yeah, they wish me well.
Yeah.
At a distance.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I think that's great. I think that's great. So, we're going to go into the sane curriculum. And this is deep. Okay, so now I want to get sane because I know I'm not sane. I want to get to love because I know I have some fear. So now I need the sane curriculum. The course says sane is another word for love. So I love to get these definitions from the book. So when you're in a love relationship, you're in a sane relationship. When you're in a sane relationship, you're in a relationship in which you have no fear.
Right. Yeah.
And if you wonder if you have fear, then you just have a fear to communicate. If I really love you, which means I really feel safe with you, which means I really feel sane with you, which means I really trust you, then I would share all my thoughts with you because I wouldn't be afraid of getting attacked. So my definition of love is unlimited communication without attack. Anybody that I have that with, I know we have some love happening between us. And so if I don't pass that test or a person in my life don't pass that test, I know we're still working on the goal, which means we might screw up from time to time, and I got to get my forgiveness muscle really strong. Because we're going to make mistakes, because we don't know how to do it yet, so if we don't learn how to overlook each other's mistakes, we're never going to make it there together. But that doesn't mean we want to do the same thing over and over again, and once we learn that it won't work, we'll stop doing it. But we won't stop doing it if it's bad or good, or right or wrong. But we'll stop doing it if it don't work. Okay, so we're gonna go into the same curriculum. You ready?
Yeah.
This is gonna be deep, man. It's gonna knock some of y'all out, and it's okay. I'll just give you some good vibes while you sleep. Okay. Sometimes this is a place where people come to rest. That's okay with me. Only love is strong because love is undivided. So if you and I have a strong love, you and I have an undivided love. Now, if you're strong, you don't attack. Because if you're strong, you don't see the need to attack. I'm invulnerable. Why should I attack? You can't hurt me. Why should I attack? Mm-hmm. So the course is teaching me how to tell the difference between strength and weakness, because I didn't know, because I never seen anybody really strong. You see what I mean? I've seen people who attack because they see the need to attack, and then I see degrees of that, and whoever does it the less, we say it's the strongest. But it's still the same thought system. We just reward the person who does it the least. But you really haven't changed your mind. You just do it less than you used to. See, I don't attack as much as I used to, but I haven't gotten rid of my desire to attack. So I still got the thought system of attack, but at least I'm happy for the little progress I've made. But I'm still in the attack thought system, so I should be aware.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. Now, he says, have you ever wondered how these attack thoughts even get into your mind? Have you ever wondered how these weary thoughts and anger thoughts even get into your mind? What I'm about to tell you. Before the idea of attack can enter your mind, you must have perceived yourself as weak. So first I see myself as weak, and then I have a thought of attack. So before I attack you, I thought of myself as weak. And then my getting mad at you came right after that. So the attack comes after me seeing myself as weak. So it goes something like this. I am weak. I'm mad at you. I am weak. I'm mad at you. First I have to see myself as weak before the idea of attack can enter my mind. I'm so jealous. Don't you even think about somebody else. I'm jealous of your thoughts. I'm jealous of girlfriends you had before me. I am weak. Now I'm jealous. I am weak. Now I'm angry. I am weak. Now I'm sick. I am weak. Now I'm broke. I am weak, now I'm alone. I am weak, I am guilty. I am weak, I am worrying. I am weak. I am weak before the idea of attack. Breathe. We say we don't see miracles, but I watch people not breathe for an hour. It happens all the time with me. I'm wanted for murder in several states. Okay. He's a serial killer. How does he kill him? He talks to him and they hold their breath so long they die. What is he telling them? How lovable they are. Oh, he is a dirty bastard, isn't he? He lied to you like that. I try to see what a person's limit of loving thoughts are sometimes. I'll just say the most loving things I can think of until they start looking at me like they think I'm not being sincere. You know, you reach that stretch, that threshold where you say something real loving, and after a while they start going, wait a minute now. First I was believing, you know. This is just too much. See, that's their threshold of love. That's that you reach their limit of being able to receive. And if you go further than that, on the outer, they're going to start to become more and more suspicious and fearful of you. So then you just have to love them, but physically be expressing yourself in a peaceful way that's not threatening to them. You still get that the love come. Sometimes you have to love people more than they can see it before they can have it. Because if they see it, they get in the way of it. You've seen yourself get in the way of your own happiness before. You've seen yourself having like a really cool relationship with